I am doing another show. I don't mean to brag, I am just saying so. We are going to hang out, we are going to talk a bunch. And if you are lucky, I will invite you over for brunch.
Alabama, Arkansas, I do love my mom, pa, not the way that I do love you.
Well, holy moly, Rio Mai, you're the apple of my eye. Girl, I never loved one like you. Nothing please me more than you.
Oh, let me come close. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, let me come close. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh,
Just when you're alone with me? That's nice. That's a nice thing to say. What about our cat? What do you not want? You do not want it's the cat's here. Okay. I'll keep it cool. I'll be cool, dude. Hey, everybody. It's Fun Time Ben over Tracks of the Tree with another show. Show 57. Bow, pew. Laser guns. Oh, man. Light show. Oh, God. It's amazing. Pretty amazing light show. I spent a lot of money on this light show. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Oh, it's been a busy week. This Tracks of the Tree, I'm going to try to keep to a lot of music, less banter, just keep it tight and concise. But there has been a lot of stuff that's been going on. The biggest news in my world is my grandmother passed away on Sunday. Oh, my grandmother Dorothy on my father's side. Kind of a sad thing when a grandparent passes away. The big thing is that she was pretty old, though. She was 98, which is pretty... That's a lot of innings to be in, you know? But that being said, I'm going to kind of miss her. It's not something that I enjoy, you know, having somebody I care about die. It's only happened to me a few times, but it's never fun. Although I don't want to bring everybody down, she is pretty rocking. English grandma. But that's one of the things that happened to me this week. And, you know, it's just kind of a weird... I always kind of find it's like the when my grandfather died. My grandfather died, I forget what it was, 2004, maybe? And that was really tough on my grandmother. And after that, they went into sort of assisted living. And assisted living is, you know, it's, I mean, for someone who's younger, it's kind of like, what? That's crazy. Assisted living? Pshaw. But, you know, it's sort of like, you know, it was good for her in most ways. It's just kind of, you know, it's just weird to see, like, you know, someone get older that you care about. Because it really changes. Like, when you're young, you're like, I'm going to stay this way forever. Yeah, I'm going to have light shows in my apartment forever. And then you get older and you realize that it's a stupid thing to have light shows for yourself in your apartment. Although this one's pretty cool. The fog machine might be pushing it over the edge. Do you like the fog machine? Yeah, like it? But it is kind of like a weird thing. And the more I grow older, now I'm 31, and I've noticed that my body has really slowed down. And not in like a way that you're like, oh, this is, you know, it's just the way things are happening. It's kind of startling sometimes. You realize that things don't pick up quite as quickly. When you go out drinking, it's much harder to rebound the next day, like back on your feet. I had the experience of recently hanging out with, I think it was Josiah. Was it Josiah? Maybe. I don't know what it was. But I was hanging out and I drank a lot. And then the next day, I could not leave my apartment. I was so exhausted. That never used to happen when I was a young whippersnapper. So young whippersnappers, enjoy it. You got that time, you know what I'm saying? So enjoy it and drink a lot. Speaking of England, we weren't. Here's a band that I think is completely under the radar of most people, and even the people that I've been like playing the song more and more and giving it to, you know, like telling people about it and showing them it to them on Lala. But it's by Ryan Gosling. Well, he's one of the people. And it's a surprisingly awesome song. It's him and I forget the other guy's name. I can find out. But it's him and his partner have written this whole album, which they perform with school children, like a whole school choir. And it's just across the board, it's an amazing album. It's just kind of magical. I wanted to do it before Halloween, but I just couldn't get up the energy to do a podcast. But as I have you now, and this has nothing actually to do with England at all. What was I thinking of to do with England? I don't know. Well, we weren't talking about England anyway, so... So there, take that segue. Not the brand of motorized vehicle.
Burn the streets, burn the cars, power, power.
We say,
broken glass, broken hearts, power, power.
That was the band Dead Man's Bones with their song Papa Power off of their album Dead Man's Bones. Yay! Say yay, Bentley. Did you hear him? Probably not, because he didn't do anything. This is a new thing we're doing on the show, but all the tracks from today's Tracks Up the Tree are available on our website, upthetree.com. Upthetree.com. And we put them all there with a la-la. It's like a la-la player, so you can play each one, bum, 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 listen to them once for free. For free, did you hear me right? Mm-hmm, you heard me. Or you can, if you like it, you can also add them onto your playlists or add them into your collection for 10 cents, whole tents. Lala isn't paying us to say this, but they're awesome and we love them. And I have to say, man, Lala has been like rocking my world recently. Remember that, what was it? The Julian Casablancas tune I played last week. His album came out today. It's November 3rd today. And it came out, and it's great, and I bought it for 72 cents, which is pretty amazing for listening to a whole track, a whole album, over and over again, and I just listened to it, like, over and over and over again. Really great. You may also have an iPhone application. What? Yeah, you heard me right. It's still in beta testing, and I'm on the beta tester team, but it's a really good application. They're still working on it. It has a few bugs. But I'll talk about that more after another song. This song is called How You Like Me Now by the group The Heavy, which I learned about from my Lala friend, Evil Monkey. So shout out to Evil Monkey. He's been giving me some really great sort of musical recommendations, which are also part of Lala. And so I keep on having these, like, I keep on finding new bands. I'm actually spending more on Lala than I've ever spent outside, because you couldn't spend money quickly. If it's cheap, it's easy. You know, I'll spend, you know, if an album costs $1.29, sign me up.
Now there was a time. I found a friend.
Good album, by the way. It's a good album while working out. It's got some good, like, you know, beating bass. I have to say the first two tracks, kind of, I don't know why, a lot of bands I've been finding, Dead Man's Bones is another example of that. First two tracks of the album, kind of like throwaway. They're not terribly good. The rest of the tracks are great. And it's weird. I don't know why. I don't know who's been like the person setting up track listings for these people. But it used to be the case that like first song was amazing and third song was amazing. Like those are always like the, there's always those like setup. So you can always put like a stinker at number two, or like a down song because you sort of like skip ahead to number three. And it makes you feel amazing. You know, it's like, this is the best song ever. I bet the whole album's great. And then you bought the album back when that was the way that albums were bought. I kind of remember that was the way. I remember in the Virgin Megastore, I used to go over there and listen to them at, like, listening stations and listen to, you know, albums before I bought them. And that's what Lala's about. So the Lala iPhone application is still in beta. They're working on it. I don't know when or if it's ever going to get released to the public, but it's a really good application. It's the Lala site. I would have to say is like if you were going to like say, well, what sort of quality is it? Lala site's about like 192 kilohertz meg or whatever it is megabits per something MP3. It's a pretty high sounding MP3 or whatever it is, whatever the file format they use. It's fairly good in comparison to the like CD version of it. And on the Lala, like the iPhone app, it is lower. I mean, you can definitely hear it. It's a little bit tinnier. I think they're doing it at 32 kilohertz instead of 44.1 kilohertz, which makes it sound a little tinnier. That being said, for iPhone earpod. They gotta really patent that bud boy, because nobody likes anything more than putting an earpod in their ear, their earbuds. I don't think you'd actually notice a difference. I actually have a Sennheiser headphones that I love to death. They're my favorite headphones in the whole wide world. I'll put a link to them on Amazon if you're interested in buying them. I've had them for over 9 months, and I have to say, like, I love these things. They're closed ear headphones. They're awesome. I'm recording with them right now. They're magic. Anyway, they're great for commuting around. I don't kind of like when you put like ear. What do they call them? Earpods. When you put earpods in your ear, I kind of feel like I turn them up way too loud. There's certain points where I would get out of the subway. I guess this doesn't apply to everybody in the world, but I'd get out and the volume would be so loud, and I just would, you know, you just like keep on cranking it on the subway because the subway is so loud and there's all this other noise. So I'd keep on cranking it, and then I'd get off on the subway and like it would be the loudest thing, like all the way up on the volume on my iPhone, and it'd be impossible to hear. I hope this has been useful for you. I think I was talking about the Lala iPhone app. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It also, the nice part about the iPhone, the Lala iPhone app, is that it caches the music you listen to. So you can listen to, this is especially useful for people on the subways, you can listen to it on the street and it'll download the music onto the iPhone, and then you'll go underground and it keeps it there. Even if you have no service. And if you do run out of service, it'll say, oh, you do want to go to offline mode. And what offline mode does is it takes all the music you've listened to and will shuffle it so you can listen to it again, which is, it's useful. Today I was listening to Julian Casablancas' new album, and I ran out of connectivity on my iPhone and listened to the album anyway. So take that world. Put that in your pipe.
Oh, me and the wife went out on a holiday. We
That was Alec Owensworth from Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. That song is called That Is Not My Home after Brugal. I don't know. A Brugal is a type of rum, but it may also be something else. It might be a location. I don't know. I love the first Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah album. And I've been slowly receding from my love of Alec Owensworth. And this latest album, he just released a new album last week, and it's just not doing anything for me. It's too frantic for me. It's too much of him and not enough structure, you know? I guess I've been having a problem nonstop with this idea, and I think I brought it up a few weeks ago or when I said that. I really like music that has a point. It has a middle, beginning, and end in some way, shape, or form, and doesn't just kind of like wander around for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, well, what the fuck is that about? Like, what the hell is this thing? Why am I listening to this? You know, tap dancing on a record. I kind of like it getting to the point. And I guess I'm also kind of digging shorter albums nowadays. I think it's kind of the future of what music is all about, because I don't think CDs are kind of the way things are getting sent anymore. And the new Julian Casablancas, which I've talked about before 18 times on the show, was like 36 minutes long. It's great because it's 36 minutes long. It also is only 72 cents to buy on Lala. So it's like, it's short, it's cheap, and easy to listen to. So it's like a win-win, I think, across the board for that album. And Alec Owensworth, I can't get behind it. I also just saw the other day, A Simple Man? I think it's called A Simple Man. It's the new Coen Brothers movie. And I was not a fan, man. I know there's people out there who are going to be like, what? That's crazy. You're nuts. You're crazy nut. Nut crazy, man. Oh, goodness gracious. Where do you get off saying that movie is not the best thing that ever happened? Man, I watched that whole movie and it had no point. I was just watching it going like, what the fuck is this movie about? And it went on and on and on. And I'm like, when is it going to like put out a reason I'm watching this movie? There was no like thing it was about. It was about this dude who just had problems and nothing got resolved. Is this a spoiler? I don't think it is, because there's nothing to spoil. It's like a long movie about nothing. So how do you spoil a long movie about nothing? I don't know. You tell me. Maybe I am spoiling it. So problems. I don't see how that's a movie. And I, you know, after watching it, I can't understand it. I even read like this Time Out review of it, and it's like 5 stars. I'm like, oh, well, let me see. Maybe there's something I'm missing about the movie. And it recapped all of my problems with it. Like all of my problems of it, like, it's a movie about this guy and his problems. It's like, well, there's no story to this. There's no story. It's a bunch of stuff. It's like a bunch of nothing. So I don't know, man. People love it. And maybe I'll find out that it's like The Big Lebowski. I at least liked the characters in The Big Lebowski. I didn't like the characters in this movie. I would not want to see them again. With Big Lebowski, I wanted to see those characters again. That's why it worked for me. In this movie, like, I couldn't give a shit about these characters. Like, oh, man, they're... Ugh. And I'm half Jewish. I think we've already talked about that a million times. I'm half Jewish in that I grew up on the Upper West Side. I'm not half Jewish in the sense that I have any Jewish blood. Although I think I actually do on my grandmother's side, and my grandmother just passed away last Sunday. The grandmother who might have had Jewish blood, well, now she will never know, because she passed away. It's too bad. She was 98. It was Dorothy. So, bye, Dorothy. Hope you're doing well. I don't know what this rant is. This is a really unfocused rant. I'm a little unfocused today. I remember what I was going to talk about. Alec Owensworth, kind of non-focused. What I liked about Alec Owensworth's sound is what I like about the next person about to play their sound. They're an artist called Fanfarlo. They are British, so there's my segue from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. This is all going to work out. It's all going to come together like pieces of a puzzle. You ready for this? Listen to this and see if it doesn't hit those moments that you loved about Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. It was for me. It was like this moment of like going like, oh, yeah. I remember when I liked this group. I remember when they made music that moved me because it was interesting and kind of had a fun thing going on. And this is a very slow song on this album, but I really liked it, and I wanted to play it for you guys and see what you guys thought. Okay? So give us a listen, and we'll talk afterwards.
Wait here, fly too far, and follow me to the edge of town. Have you seen on your bike? All they say is it's such a waste of time. Stay clear, runner up. He's got some tricks, he's not afraid to try.
So I like that. That's Fan Farlow with their album Reservoir. I love that. I like that album so much because it sounds like all the albums I really enjoy that I'm enjoying right now in one album. It's like a little bit of Beirut, a sprig of Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. It's got a little bit of, it's all over the place. It's got like a, I don't want to say this because it sounds totally douchey, but a little Coldplay type of like crooning. Which I really enjoy because it's not Coldplay, which I don't enjoy. I find Coldplay to just be the worst at the moment. They play it at my gym. I will never play it on Tracks of the Tree. I go to the gym every 7 years. So when I show up, everybody gets scared and they all run to the back and hope that I'm not a harbinger of bad things to come. So that's kind of the end of the show. Before we end the show, we have to do this because one of our amazing and multi-talented hunky, I'm just gonna say hunky, listeners requested a link of the day, link of the day. I wish we had a better sound clip instead of me having to yell it in my empty apartment, which sounds weird and lonely, surprisingly. Today's link of the day, which you can find at upthetree.com, is Regretzi. Regretzi is an awesome, it's probably the funniest website I've ever come across. You guys should all check it out. Please check it out. It's going to make your brain explode. It's amazing. It basically goes through Etsy. You know Etsy, the like online shop where you can make quilted whatever knickknacks and paddywhacks and sell them to people. It takes all the worst things that ever happen on Etsy, all the weird hobby things, and then basically puts them into a context. There's amazing stuff. There's a beer caddy or a water bottle caddy that's a vagina. It is gross. It's knitted, too, so it's like the best of no world. Awesome. It's amazing. You guys got to check it out. Regretzi. .com. I believe regretzi.com or regretzi.blogs. But go to upthetree.com, you'll get it. Also, big thanks to Lose Mind for the what is it called? It's called a Twitter. For the Twitter basically asking us to for me to talk about the new iPhone Lala app. If you want to send me any Twitter mail, Twitter requests, I will probably read them because they're small. And I will probably talk about them on air if they're relevant. Okay, so that's kind of the end of the show. Last song of the evening is by Karen O off of the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack. I haven't seen the movie yet. I've heard good things and horrible things about it. Same thing that I had before about it not having any point and just being a dreamy, you know, thing. But I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to it. It may be exactly up my alley because I like kind of dreamy stuff. But it's Karen O and the Kids with their, I think it's kind of like the coolest song, in the whole wide world. It's just when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, I like this song a lot. I didn't like any part of the rest of the album, but I like this one. It's All Is Love. It's the second track on the album, and it's just great. It made me buy it on Lala. Why do I keep on talking about this website? Because it is actually that good. Go to Lala, lala.com. Do it. Do not wait. Go check it out. See what the buzz is. If I'm saying stuff about it, it probably means that it's pretty good. And I'm not getting paid a red cent. And I take any color cent, so do that. I've been Fun Time Ben. This has been Tracks of the Tree, where we make indie your mainstream. That's our tagline. I didn't remember to put it in for the last 18 shows. That's the tagline. So go figure. If you have any questions or comments, Twitter us. If you have any, I don't know what else you'd have. If you have any digestive problems you want to talk to us about, you probably shouldn't because we don't know anything about it. Okay. Love you guys. I will talk to you soon. Be in touch. Okay, bye.